They're at the 5-minute car wash, that We Buy Gold place, Smoothie King, and at all those new apartment complexes. They're sign spinners, and they're pulling moves so that you will buy something. However, some value skill and integrity in the craft. Producer Gabby Watts got the inside scoop on one business in Atlanta that's building a sign spinner community.
21-year-old Tyler Cartwright is headhunting for sign spinners.
Skaters can spot other skaters. Musicians can spot other musicians. Sign spinners can spot other sign spinners, even if they're not a sign spinner yet.
I met Tyler on the Beltline, where he was teaching a sign spinning class.
This is Blender. And then this is Captain Blender. Like, do you see the difference? Like, with
Tyler
Blender,
is drilling his 6 sign spinning pupils on new tricks.
Basic flip, basic spin, there's Rings of Saturn, there's head spin, kick flip, Bruce Lee.
These tricks are part of the Aero Sign Spinner Trictionary.
Spin, chicken wing surprise.
These days, I'm all about getting upside down.
This is Max Durovic.
So you've got to do scissor takedowns. And a scissor takedown is anytime you catch the sign while doing a handstand in between your feet.
He's one of the founders of Aero Sign Spinners. Or should I say, he's one of the spinventors.
Well, those are all examples of spinonyms. And I think that's all part of creating a company culture. These are just ways that, you know, you can exercise the brain, remain spinnovative and creative over time, stop from going spin sane in the office.
Another company culture thing is that all the signs are Aero shaped. But Max says that Aero is more than just a company. It's a new sport and a form of artistic expression. Max and his friends started Aero in 2002 with a branch in San Diego and one in DC. In high school, they were all sign holders, and they noticed that they got more attention spinning than just holding a sign. Today, Aero employs over 2,500 people. They're in most major cities in the United States. They've also gone international, and Aero hosts a yearly sign spinning championship. And like the Spinventors, most of the people who start spinning are in high school.
As we've grown the business, we've learned the social impact that having a job at a young age can have. And people, especially high school students and college students that work part-time, are less likely to engage in criminal activities, less likely to use drugs, to get pregnant, and they more quickly become economically viable members of society and tax-paying citizens.
Aero's been in Atlanta since 2010, but the business grew too quickly and the quality of service went down. But now they have Tyler as general manager.
I think we'd love to build a team of people just like Tyler. You know, creative, hardworking, intelligent young people that can go out there and really represent the Aero brand well.
Tyler exudes a lot of enthusiasm at practice. He's also really talented with a sign. He does handstands, cartwheels, and spins the sign under his legs without dropping it. John Forsyth is one of the spinners at practice. He's been spinning for about 5 years.
I really value the freedom. I feel like I get paid for dancing, practicing a flow art, and listening to music, and it's pretty cool.
For most spinners, the job is about convenience. It's a flexible weekend gig that pays better than minimum wage jobs. You can start working after you've done well at 2 practices, and you get exercise while you're doing it. It can also be pretty fun.
Have you ever been embarrassed to be a sign spinner?
I mean, when you first start out and you suck, yeah, you're just like, it's kind of silly when you drop the sign and people watch, they might giggle at you, but it's a confidence thing. And yeah, you kind of have to perform a little bit. So if you're not used to performing and having attention on you, it might not be your thing.
As general manager, this is a career for Tyler. One of his tasks is performing bi-monthly audits on his spinners. I joined him on one. We creeped around the Fidelity Bank building in downtown Decatur to audit Kylie Cohen. We hid behind some bushes so she wouldn't see us. Clad in his red Aero uniform, Tyler pulled out the audit sheet on his phone. There are 20 categories based on appearance, advertising ability, and the technical skill with the sign. Kylie got a 5 on her uniform and style, but she only got a 1 on difficulty.
She could learn better tricks than that.
She got a 4 on the Aero attention method, which is a critical advertising move for Aero spinners. It's a point, a smile, and a wave.
You know, just give them a point, smile, wave, make that like one-on-one connection with them, get their attention, you know, do a cool trick to sort of impress them, because a lot of people, I'm sure, haven't really seen sign spinning before. So if you do a trick, they're like, oh, what was that? That was so cool. And then you just freeze it. and then they're already looking at you, so they have to read what's on your sign.
John was working on a corner down the block. His tricks were more impressive than Kylie's, but Tyler was not impressed with his spinter action.
Let's give you a 3 on that one. If I had heard a honk or like seen people like turn their heads to look at you and wave, then I would give you a 4.
I got one honk today.
That's it? It's like 12:30. How is he only get one honk?
Both Kylie and John were spinning for Alexan 1133, an apartment complex, and the housing industry makes up most of Arrow's business in Atlanta. Arrow claims that having a sign spinner outside of a business increases foot traffic by 30%. But I turned to some experts to see if sign spinning actually works as an advertising method.
The short answer is, heck yes.
I think it's absolutely effective.
You know, it depends.
Those were 3 local advertisers, Tillman Douglas from The Partnership, Derek Fridman from Huge, and Greg Abel from Tailfin. And it depends because it depends on what it means to work. To get people in the store, to increase sales, to bring awareness. It also depends on factors like the quality of the spinner, what kind of business they're advertising for, and most importantly, if the spinner is at the right place at the right time. But sign spinning saving grace? Well, you can't not see a sign spinner. Here's Derek Fridman again.
A sign spinner has the opportunity to kind of catch your attention and react. And I think that's, from an advertiser standpoint, if you look at everything behaviorally that's happening, everyone's trying to be able to react and speak directly to you in the car versus the one size fits all to everybody driving by. And a human being right now is sort of the best mechanism to get that one-on-one. I always look, I always pay attention. I'm hoping they drop it or do something kind of funny, but I can't skip them. I can't pass them. I can't say I'm not interested in looking at that advertising. It's always there.
Arrow has a sign spinning monopoly, and they're basically the founders of the art. There are other sign spinning businesses, but they haven't done nearly as well. One was even absorbed by Arrow. And some spinners prefer not to work with Arrow. Some don't know about it, but some just don't want to. Like EJ. You can see him spinning around the Cheshire Bridge and Piedmont intersection. Tyler's approached him before, but EJ didn't want to commit to Arrow.
Guess I kind of want to freelance for a little while longer and everything.
But EJ, he just has that spinner vibe that Arrow looks for in a person. He's very enthusiastic, he's skilled in the craft, and he's just a great performer.
When you're driving down the road, next thing you know, you see a fat boy doing Michael Jackson moves. I mean, you got to bust out laughing. And it brightens your day up. See, even you're laughing right now. See, that's the whole point. It's not always about money. It's not always about working. It's about what you can do. I mean, I've seen people get upset because there's been car crashes and everything, and I'm sitting there just doing crazy moves, and they're all laughing and everything. It makes it go a lot smoother.
Oh, so you see yourself as, like, entertainment for the traffic as well?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's great. I love it.
Even though EJ didn't want to join the team, Tyler's excited about Arrow's future in Atlanta. He's still looking to hire more people so that there can be a unified team of spinners.
When sign spinners get together, it's like a really special thing because it doesn't matter where you're from or like what your past experiences have been. If you're a sign spinner, then like you have so much in common. It's just a very unique thing. It's something I haven't ever experienced with anything else.
Arrow is so inclusive that since I had attended more than 2 practices to do this story, I was offered a job. For City Lights, I'm Gabby Watts.